It took the jury of 6 men and 6 women 3 days to reach their verdict. When it was read in court, Avery shook his head in disappointment, and one of his attorneys, Jerome Buting, patted him on the shoulder to comfort him. But Teresa Halbach's brother, Mike, was smiling when he told reporters the guilty verdict will bring some relief to his family.
What matters is that Stephen Avery's going to be in prison for the rest of his life, which is what, from the start, is what we've wanted. And I hope we get that.
Prosecutor Ken Kratz was also pleased with the outcome. He called the verdict a tribute to the state crime lab that processed hundreds of pieces of blood and DNA evidence. And he called the verdict good news for public safety.
I'm very happy that the citizens of Manitowoc County won't need to worry about Mr. Avery being on their streets anymore.
But Avery's attorney, Dean Strang, called the verdict a repeat of his client's wrongful rape conviction that sent Avery to prison for 18 years in 1985.
Our criminal justice system failed Stephen Avery badly in 1985. It failed him time and time again after 1985. I fear this is one more failure in spite of everyone's best efforts.
But Strang says there's still hope for proving Avery's innocence. One of the key pieces of evidence in the prosecution's case were pieces of Teresa Halbach's charred skull with bullet holes in them. The skull fragments were found in a burn pit near Avery's trailer. But the jury found Avery not guilty of burning the body. Strang says that inconsistency is fuel for a possible appeal, and he says Avery has experience in waiting for appeals to bear fruit.
He's in effect an old hand, unfortunately, at waiting out the criminal justice system to get it right in the end.
But any appeal could also be affected by the outcome of next month's trial of Avery's nephew, 17-year-old Brendan Dassey. Dassey is charged with helping his uncle murder Halbach and burn her body. Prosecutor Ken Kratz says he's used the time the jury was deliberating on Avery's case to begin preparing to argue the Dassey case.
The truth is that Stephen Avery is one of the individuals responsible for the death of Teresa Halbach. We've been working on the Dassey prosecution. We will very much be gearing up for that.
But neither Kratz nor Avery's attorney Dean Strang would comment on the Dassey trial. In fact, Dean Strang urged reporters to avoid the kind of pretrial publicity that marked the months before Stephen Avery's trial.
This is a kid who has a trial upcoming. I'd like to see him start with a stronger presumption of innocence than his adult uncle was able to.
Dassey has made 3 starkly different confessions to the murder and finally recanted all of them. He now claims he took no part in it. His trial begins April 16th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.